Radio.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Stacy, your host. This is the diary coming out of SAC. Happy New Year. I am here today on our weekly show with Ray. Hey, Ray.
Hey.
You know, Happy New Year to everybody, and we just here today just, you know, I've had the most wonderful, wonderful Christmas, New Year's, and we're going to come out with something positive today, and we just thank you for being here with us today. We want you to call in. What we're going to talk about today are some positive things that we want people to think about for 2010. And we're also going to talk about the issue of my Wizards because, you know, if you know me, I am a basketball fan. I mean, I'm coming out of L.A.
Right on.
You know, coming out.
I hate the Lakers and the Clippers.
You know, everybody hates the Lakers. Everybody hates the best.
No. I'm a Spurs fan. The Spurs are the best.
Now, last time you said you was a Cavs fan.
I love it. Come on now. I'm a Cavs fan over the Lakers.
And what I enjoy the most.
Absolutely.
You know, and I love Sacramento. You know, I've been living here since 94.
Don't you love that the Kings are getting so much better?
No. I love the fact that the Lakers always disappoint. Okay. You know what I'm saying, but you know, coming out of SAC, you know, I love SAC. I've lived here. Oh, go back to LA, right? That's somebody. But you know, I'm here for my kids and this is my country, so I can live wherever I want,
right? And it's the seat of our
capital. And for that reason, you know, I believe my divine Creator led me here for that reason.
It is the seat of our government.
But there's nothing sweeter than the Lakers just disappointing the Kings at the last couple of seconds like Mr. Kobe Bryant did the other night. You got to love it.
I hate to give any positive reaction to Kobe.
That was a gift Kobe gave to me. And said, Happy New Year, Mama. Up in SAC, Happy New Year.
I love to see when San Antonio's Spurs get the
Lakers. Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, this is the diary. This is New Year's. This is today. Today is Sunday. It's January 3rd, girl.
Oh, that's right.
It's the 3rd, and we coming out of Sacramento. Please call in. We're going to discuss them. We're just going to take it easy today. But, you know, taking it easy for me today is really expressing some positive views. And our show is all about being positive, and 2010 and beyond is all about changing the views, and if you look on our website, we want you to go there too. The website, www.aaasm.org. It's the Association of African American Single Mothers. And what we're going to do for now and forever, you know, black people need to get their stuff together. You know, I mean, we really do. We really do. We really do. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the statistics, you know, black people need to get their stuff together. And I'm going to take, you know, 2010 is our year that we're going to go through and we're going to do some things. And I'm just going to put everything positive out there, everything that I know, you know, that I can do. I'm going to put it out there positive for other people also to succeed. The only thing that I want to see in 2010 and beyond until I die is black people succeeding, people in poverty succeeding. That's what I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see it for myself. I want to see it for my children. I want to see it for my loved ones. I want to see it for my people. And if the, you know, people that are out there that are successful, you know, there's a couple of signs, you know, out there that just says we just need to all stick together and get our shit together.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's what this show is all about. That's what the diary is all about. So what we're going to talk about today, first of all, we're going to discuss, you know, guns in the locker room in the NBA because, you know, we were talking about basketball. I love basketball, and I love all that. So we're going to talk about that. But then what we're going to also talk about are simple ways that all people that need to make money, these are kind of strategic kind of ways that you can, within your home, within what you have right now, make some extra money.
Okay.
We're also going to talk about what the AAASM is doing and what we plan on doing for the year. So we thank you. This is the diary. We're coming out of Sacramento. Please join us on air by giving us a call. Our call-in number is 917-889-9946. I'm here with Ray. And we, you know, the diary is all about talking about positive things. And, you know, I had to come to the realization in 2009 that I'm just a lover.
Not a fighter.
Not a fighter. Well, I'm a fighter, too. Okay?
So, yes, exactly. You are a fighter.
I'm a fighter. But I'm a lover, and I was so used to letting the fighter come out before the lover. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know me, Ray. You know me. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The fighter comes out before the lover.
Yeah.
Now, in 2010 and beyond, the lover is going to come out because mm-hmm. time's too short, things are too short. Too many people need help, and I don't really care about anything else other than that. I sat down today when I got up at 5:30 this morning on a Sunday. And I said, you know what, I got to write it out, because if you write it out, that's what you're going to do.
That's true.
You know, so I had to write it out. What are my plans? Because time is short. For me personally, I feel time is short. So there's certain things I have to do to help other people. You know what I'm saying? I realized in 2009 that's my job, to help other people while I help myself. Because
right.
when you help other people, right?
You're saying you realized that this last year, and this year you're going to. Push it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've always known it because
right.
the association's been around forever.
For how long?
Since 2000 is when the concept came about.
Oh, my God.
And personal things back and forth.
I
can't
really
put it on the shelf, take it off the shelf.
Right.
Put it on the shelf, take it off the shelf. And Katrina hit, and I'm sitting in my living room crying when I'm seeing all these black
people. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, okay, back on the shelf. And that's
didn't
why
it look like you were looking at another country? Didn't you feel like you were looking at
you know,
reels from another country?
It was another country. It wasn't America.
To have Americans out there looking like that in that struggle, that was just so scary to me.
And to me, and the scarier part, it was just like, you know, black people. And then just imagine, though, I mean, and I think, and I thank God it could be me. It could have been me if I lived there, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
it's
I don't know.
You stay there, but by the grace of God.
Yeah,
I.
Right. And then they were splitting kids and moms
oh
up,
my God.
So.
They did it by accident. That was all accident.
But still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would have been, you know, kill all the human.
There's more.
You know.
What we need to do is learn from mistakes.
Learn. And that's
never let anything like that
And I'm glad you
again.
Said that, because for some reason, black people are the only race of people that think that our history isn't important to us.
Oh, my God, yes. I wanted to talk about that, too.
Yeah. So in February, you know, Black History Month, we need Black History Life.
We need to make sure that people
because
know things.
What is it? If those that fail to know their history are doomed to repeat it, and it's just really that simple. And you think of the greatest cultures in history are people that value their culture. Asians,
oh
like
God,
the Asian
right,
culture,
exactly.
right? The old one of the
yeah,
oldest
they
cultures in mankind.
Stories. Well, you know, and part of it is our fault. We need to sit there and
right.
search.
All of it is our fault.
And
when it comes
tell
to black
the
people.
Stories.
Tell the
why,
stories.
Why is it, you know what I've asked myself for years?
What?
And this may seem like a stupid thing, but to me it's important because it made such a difference in my life is, why do they not annually play, at least annually play, replay Roots?
Because Roots is long and it takes too much
it
out of you.
No, it doesn't. It needs to be there. That
I love Roots.
There were a lot of kids that had no awareness of
okay,
it.
Okay, and you're right. You're
you
right.
Know how many? Do you know how many colleges and universities?
See, and the right, and that's why we're here because it's very important to me as a black person today. You know, my black culture is very important, and I thank God for my parents because they were on point. And if parents are not on point with their kids from this point on, we miss and we lose so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's
we
why,
miss and we lose
that's,
so much.
That's why Roots is important. It shows.
Roots?
No, listen, it shows the progression from the when we were
right.
on the continent
all right.
of Africa.
I mean, I love Alice.
And how things got.
And that's a big
in,
book.
Up,
ooh,
everything,
ooh.
How things progressed, how we
I got
missed up.
I got
steps to make history not go in the way that we
right.
did.
Right. And Roots had a most comprehensive look at what we went through
and,
at, for that time.
And it shows
up to that time
how there is a partnership between advances that black people make and the kind of winning over or the awakening of white people, because without their help in a lot
right. we would have not
been, because the anger between that needs to go away
right.
because we've been in it together.
Right. And I'm glad you said that, because right now I'm researching a grant that's due in a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and it's for the Endowment of the Arts. And it is for a grant that, you know, you basically, they'll give you the money to present an idea however you want to present it, as long as you present the humanities. And what you say, Roots, and I love Roots, and I watched Roots.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read Roots, but I did watch it many,
no,
many times.
No, I didn't
times.
Read it either.
You know, but there's something out there today. Excuse me.
Children when it
something out there today. Produced, made by the History Channel,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it's called Africans in America, and it's a more common,
yes.
a more modern version of, but it tells truth.
Yes,
and
they have actors,
they have historians,
yes,
and what we're trying to do is get a grant where we can incorporate that movie, that show, and conversation on, now that maybe because we have a black president,
mm-hmm.
maybe we can sit and have an intelligent conversation of what actually went on during that time,
mm-hmm.
and Africans in America
right.
gives a very good view
yes.
of our history from the very beginning, where there were black people that lived in America prior to slavery that owned land,
yeah,
and blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
and then really? Blacks and whites in America lived in peace prior to slavery,
uh-huh.
and blah, blah, blah,
uh-huh.
and it's a really good, and that's what we're trying to do right now. So, you know, and that's as far as black people are concerned, it's an open frontier. They say Alaska is the last frontier.
Mm-hmm.
No, black people are the last frontier, because we've been put so behind and so on the shelf. It's now time to take our experience off the shelf,
right,
and teach our kids.
And then they will take it forward and apply.
Right.
There'll be new advances.
You want to know what's wrong with the kids?
There's so many.
They don't know who they are.
Right.
They don't know who they are.
Exactly.
So if you don't know who you are, you out there acting like anything.
They don't know who they are, and they have lost.
Right. So we need to let them know who they are. Okay. So this is the diary. We going long because this is New Year's, and this is all the things that we want to change things with. That's why I'm glad it's a new year, a new show, a new, because we want to change things. This is the diary. It's all about love. You know what I'm saying? And that's
all about love.
You know, we're the Association of African American Single Mothers, and
that's
to be
your slogan. It's
all about love. That'll be my slogan, because you see what we do, you'll know it's all about love. You know, we'll talk more about that when we come back, but what we need to do right now is take a break. What I'm going to play is The Love Doctor, and then also when we come back, ways we want to jumpstart the new year on, you know, we want to preach entrepreneurship. We need to teach our people how to make money. And you don't have to go work for somebody to make money. You know, that's a good topic. And we still haven't talked about the fools in the locker room, but, you know,
okay.
It's all about love. So when you get to talking about love, you get to going long. But please call in. This is a diary. You can call in at 917-889-9946. And my name is Stacy. I'm the executive director of the Association of African American Single Mothers and your host. I'm here with Ray.
Woo-hoo.
And it's all about love. We're going to play The Love Doctor right now, so enjoy. I would love Doctor. And like I said, first show, I think, all the music that we play is all free music, so we don't steal no music from anybody. And we always, we will expand our choices, our volume, but once we start getting permission. You know, and Ray and I were talking today, you know, we feel our show's going to go nationwide eventually because, you know,
it already is nationwide on the internet.
Well, it is. But because, you know, we're talking about things that need to be said and not a bunch of smoke getting blown here and there and everywhere, you know. We're talking about stuff that regular people, hopefully, you know, want to hear us talk about. So this is a diary. We come out of Sacramento, California, every Sunday at 3. Starting next week, though, we're going to be going 60 minutes because I never finish anything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Because we never finish. So we're going to do that. And you know, we're just going to be talking about positive things for 2010. You know what? Our show today, we're talking about, let's just get started, guns in the locker room, because what I need to make sure, you know, our black people, you know, our athletes, our kids don't have much to look up to. You know, they don't have much at home to look up to. And, you know, I have a lot of, you know, I have 3 kids, 2 being boys, and, you know, they have friends, and, you know, I just kind of sit back and look at the atmosphere of the homes of my kids' friends, and even when the dad is there, you know, it ain't really much going on, you know, because everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses, and everybody's trying to pay that overpriced mortgage that, you know, they stuck themselves with, you know, and, you know, there's just not a lot of positivity going on like it used to, and that's why, you know, until I die, I'm gonna thank God for my parents, because those were modest people, And after the show last week, I disrespected my dad. You know, I'm talking about Larae's dad is a heart surgeon, blah blah blah. Shit, you know, my dad was the dad of 11 kids. You know, my mom had 1 kid when they met. He adopted that kid and married my mom.
Wow.
You know, nothing that nobody's doing today. You know what I'm saying? My dad
going in the other direction, running away.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know.
My mom had that 1 kid. He adopted that kid and had 10 more with my mom and stayed there till the day he died on his birthday in 1980. Was the founder of the Golden Gate Quartet. If you look at Viva Las Vegas Quartet, the leader, that's my daddy.
Wow.
So, you know, and I had
that history right
there. You know, and that's what my kids say. It's like, Mom, who else can go and Google their grandpa on the internet?
Well, I can't.
But I'm saying, you know.
But, yeah.
But I'm saying.
And that's sort of.
And I had to just, when I was doing my bit of praying, I had to ask my dad for forgiveness.
No.
Because I made him seem like he wasn't.
No, you didn't.
But he, you know. And Willie Thomas Johnson, he will live forever. So anyway, you know, so they made it, and I say that because he was a proud man that made sure that his daily walk was a walk that, you know, was proud. And
that's what's missing now is pride.
That's what's missing your blackness.
And there's so many, there are a lot of examples. It's just that kids are not looking in the proper places. There's a lot of people who have really made strides and are there to show you the example.
You know, but kids ain't going to look. Kids are not going to look.
But, I mean,
kids are going to see.
The black woman that is running California right now, she is the Speaker of the House of California. You know,
the kids don't care about that.
She's the Speaker.
What kids care about are these stupid
California Senate.
But what I'm saying, kids, what they care about are these stupid, ignorant fools that are on the court, that are in front of. Wait, listen to me.
Is what we need to change.
Well, yeah, that's what we. But the reality is that that's who they're looking at. They're looking at these ignorant fools in the locker room. They're looking at these ignorant fools, Kanye West, in front of the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, this is how I want to be. They see these reality shows where these seemingly not too bright people are living the lap of luxury. You know, but they don't show the in-between where,
right.
How do you go from being ignorant to having a lot of money.
Well, and that's a drop in the bucket. That's not, I mean, not a drop in the bucket. That's like 1%.
But
hundredths of a percent.
Okay, but what I'm saying, as black people,
right,
as black people as a whole, all of us as black people as a whole,
mm-hmm,
from Oprah to the crackhead off of 48th and Western, and I'm sure there's plenty of crackheads right now where I grew up.
Hey!
from Oprah to that crackhead needs to take ownership in being black. It needs to take ownership in, as much as saying that the way I act is the way Black America will go.
But they have been good examples. I mean, Oprah, we can't say she hasn't been a type of an example. It's not the only.
You know, and to me, an example is not making a lot of money.
Well, I know that. No, but I'm saying by she has, you know.
Okay, okay, and I get on Oprah, and my thing is that
she has promoted black books.
Okay, good. But my thing is, and in 2010, and all bullshit aside, let's look at the numbers. The numbers don't say we need more black artists, we need more black publishers for Oprah to support. The numbers say we need some program. We need some after-school programs for these kids to go.
Absolutely.
Because if we can't save, if we can't save the adults, which we don't really care. You see what I'm saying?
I
understand what Oprah is doing.
Right.
And I open. But I look at the numbers.
Right. She should have. I always thought she should have built a school or something like that.
I just look
in the United
States. And it's not even Oprah.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because there's Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Wait, there's Oprah, and then there's my broke ass.
All right.
And I'm trying to make a difference. There are some people that are in between.
Oh, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
And
that's where my frustration comes from and my anger comes from, that there's Oprah and then there's me. You know what I'm saying? And there's all these people in between. And unless all these people that are in between stand up and do something. If you can't do anything but help one person.
I know.
Help the one person. Where are we today? Lorraine, describe where we're doing the radio show today for me.
Describe it physically?
Where is it? What is it?
We're in a room, in a bedroom of a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
That's nice, but
What did you say? You said I wouldn't be able to give up my, when you came in here and I said we're doing the show in here today.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Lorraine.
I said I wouldn't be able to give up my bathroom.
Right.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
when you come in the home, I don't have shit, but what did I do? I gave up my bathroom.
Now you're making me look bad.
No. I'm just saying that as an example. That you said, you know, Stacey, you gave up your bathroom. I'm saying that as an example.
Okay, that's not an example.
No.
I didn't mean it like that.
No. My whole point, just listen for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
My whole point is, if I can give up my bathroom,
mm-hmm,
and this whole second bedroom to help people, then other people can too.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying anything against you. You see what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't saying that, but I'm also not. I see what your point is.
You see what my point is?
Different.
And you're on a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, if I can give up my bathroom,
right?
You know, and we pay a lot to live here.
Yeah.
And I gave up the bigger room. So if I can give up the bigger room and the bathroom, then I want everybody else across America to give up something to help other people. I'm not saying to make myself look good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I want, just like you giving up your Sundays. Today is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving up your Sunday to come over here and help me get it organized, to make things for, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge I want to give to every black American to help other black Americans. Give up something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If I can give up my bathroom, my bedroom, to make mm-hmm. it the office,
okay.
I want everybody to give up something to help the little boy down the street, to help the grandma. That's what 2010 is all about.
Well, you know, and that's one of the blessings of all of this recession stuff is not having so much to spoil ourselves with. You know, I think a lot of people lost their minds with the things that they bought, lost their minds with all of the different things that they tried to attain. And I think some people that really want to listen to the message that's being sent around are getting it and, you know, rolling things back and going back to things that are simpler and not wanting so much. And that alone gives them more time to look around them and see things like this, I think.
And that's true. So, and if you look at our economy, and this is something you probably know more better than I do, our economy was basically just based on us going out there as consumers, spending all our money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we closed out, the factories are gone,
mm-hmm.
this is gone. The production
mm-hmm.
part of America went up to China.
Ridiculous.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're just expected to just, who thought that was a good damn idea?
I don't know. And I still don't understand why there are so many people who want to do things that way, and also find themselves worrying about being in competition with the rest of the world.
Right. We got our customer service out to India,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got our manufacturing out to China,
mm-hmm.
okay? We imported our smartness, right, brain drain from India
mm-hmm.
and forever wherever else we can get it.
And we don't need to.
And now we don't need to. And Pakistan and Iran and everywhere else.
And we don't need any of that. One of the things I don't understand to this day is how so many people, Republican-minded type people, conservative-minded type people, are so into the idea that they need to be behind all of this growth in industry that puts everything out to the rest of the world. And then they're talking about how much trouble we're in internationally.
You know,
and they've mucked it up. They're the ones that started all the business.
And the regular people just sit around just kind of looking, going to work every day, right?
So many things.
And we don't know what the hell is going on.
There's so many things that could be different
right?
in this country.
Right?
To make it so that we are making the money here.
And regular people don't stand up.
Why are people so against all of the alternative fueling things?
Do you know?
That would make so many jobs.
No. Better than that, Larray. Why did not one Republican vote in the health care?
It's ridiculous.
Our country's going to go down.
You know, and
what is up with that?
And half of the people the majority of the people that are against that, standing out there waving their signs at the town hall meeting, they are one paycheck away from needing support from their government to make their health care real.
And that's why they don't even get it
for some reason. They
nobody gets it because
they don't
the
get
people
it.
That don't have money are kind of so overwhelmed with the fact that they're just trying to survive. They don't have time
to
get it.
To these stupid sound bites,
right.
So we're telling them that there's some war against them when what we're trying to do is make sure
okay.
that everybody gets taken care
so,
of.
So what we're doing
sort of socialist policy.
What we're doing is in 2010 is trying to make people aware. Now what we're going to come up to do, and we still haven't done it yet, because what we need to do is help people be aware and do what's best for them and be aware. That's the main thing. Be aware of what your country is doing and what everybody is doing and what's in your best interest.
Absolutely.
So in 2010, we're going to try to give you some simple ways to make a little money, things that you can do, things that I've seen personally that have worked for me and will work for other people. 2010, let's talk about new life. We played that last week. We want you to think about that. New perspective, new life. We want the basketball players not to bring guns in the locker room, and we just
are
don't.
We gonna talk about
yeah,
that?
We're gonna talk about that for about 2 minutes because that's just ignorant. And then we're gonna go on to what's good.
Okay.
All right, new life, baby. We'll be right back. All right, that's New Life. This is Stacy. This is a diary coming out of Sacramento. This is a radio show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. You can email me at any time at director@aaasm.org. We're coming out of Sacramento every Sunday at 3 p.m. Next week will be an hour long instead of 45 minutes. So let's just talk real quick. You know, Washington Wizards, arenas. Call in number if you guys want to call in. Please do so at 917-889-9946. And that'll be our number all the time. It seems like that's always our number. So any Sunday, give us a call at that number. Just keep it. Gilbert Arenas and Crittenton, who was on the Lakers at some point, my son was telling me. Well, they arguing over a gambling bet, and so the fools, one pulls out a gun, then the other one does.
In the locker room.
And then they
what team again?
Washington Wizards. So now it's a federal investigation, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, my whole point
is... I never liked the Washington Wizards.
She doesn't like the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
But, you know, my whole point, and we're just going to wrap that point, you know, that up really quick, is that, you know, our young people today are really so very, very lost. So, you know, to come out there and to do something, you know, and you know they look up to you. They look up to anybody sports related. I mean, Tiger Woods and his shenanigans, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, if you're in the public view, you know, you're pretty much, you know, you got to keep that kind of, I mean, guns are good, you know, and they may have had permits and blah, 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 but you only pull out a gun if it's, you know, if your life is being endangered, not because you're having an argument with your buddy over a gambling bet. So, you know, just use wiser kind of, you know, and some discretion, be wiser and, because, you know, there are young kids looking at you, and now you may have jeopardized your career, which I think they're probably both out of the league once it's the investigation. I think they're both gone, and that's unfortunate. So, but.
Oh, really?
But,
it is. No gun policy.
Well, you know, and then,
I think there should be a no.
I'm just saying, either way it goes, it's unfortunate,
yeah.
You know?
Well,
so,
no,
That's that. You know, you do pick your fate. And unfortunately, when it comes to the African American male, he doesn't use his head. And it's
because there's so much there.
There is.
That's what it's such a shame to me because.
It's bad. And it's a big problem, and it's a problem that has to be addressed, and it's a problem we try to address through the Boys to Men Project. You know, you got to have values. You got to have, you know, and you know, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. You know, I have to be in someone's shoes in order to judge them. But, you know, a gun is really only for self-defense. You know, if somebody's breaking in your house.
Well, why were they carrying on their
person? And I can understand. Excuse me. I can understand them carrying because they're, you know, they're high-profile figures. You know, I would carry one. I probably do, you know. But to break it out like that.
I don't believe in that. I think
because people are crazy, okay?
People are crazy. That's why I wouldn't.
That's why you have to
carry,
have self-control.
You know what I would carry?
We're going to leave it at that.
I would carry a taser.
Okay, good. I'm going to carry whatever it takes to get you off me, but I'm going to have self-control. Okay, let's leave it at that. Now, we're going to talk about ways to make money. And if you go to our website, it's www.aaasm.org. If you look under the mom section, there are ways to make extra money. And we're going to click to that right now. And then, you know, the one thing I would always advocate is that if there's something that you like to do, try to make that a business. If there's something that is your passion, see if that is something that, what are you laughing about? As long as it's legal. Okay, so if you come to our website, take a look at under the mom section and make the extra money link. And one of the ways, you know, we have for the moms, and this is specific to moms, and it could be to dads, but your home actually can become a daycare center legally.
Mm-hmm. And what do they have? Is it a long process?
No, it's a very short process, and here in Sacramento, The orientation classes take place every Wednesday.
Wow.
You know,
every Wednesday.
Every
you
Wednesday.
Can start a new.
You call them up, and if you email us, I'll walk you through the process.
Wow.
But to sit in the class, it used to be $25, but I'm sure it's gone up a little bit, you know.
Okay.
But basically, you go through the orientation. They tell you the do's and don'ts, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you go through a very small little class. It takes 8 hours. So in one day, you'll be prepared to know what you need to make your home ready for daycare. And that's a big thing. And, you know, if you're legal and legit,
mm-hmm.
you can get kids through Child Action. And that's assuming you're good with kids.
Okay, well, can I say one thing about that? Because I was just talking about this on my show
right.
the other week, and one of the things I think has been so devalued by us as well as by everybody else is motherhood. You know, I've been mostly at-home mother for Kelsey most of her life, and I sacrificed a lot to do that. It wasn't easy.
Well, then you should have some other kids.
No, not for me, because I'm done with that. But but that's not what the point that I'm making is, really quick, just to state that it's devalued, and a lot of things could come out of being at home with other people's kids. Mothers that aren't cut out to spend 24/7 with their kids. There just are mothers that are like that. They're just, you know, they're not supposed to do that. It breaks their spirit.
Well,
you know,
so
this is a way for those mothers to have an answer, to be able to do their work and find that somebody is going to be there by paying you to do that job. It is an honorable position.
Yeah, it is.
I think people don't say that enough. Child care workers now, there's so much bad press about them being abusive, and a lot
of them are.
And people get into it for the wrong reasons, and people get into it because and they feel negatively about it.
Okay.
We need to start honoring mothers.
Well, this is one way to do it.
That's all I wanted to say.
And if you need help, if you think this is something you can do, and I would suggest, you know, if you're good with kids, this is a way where you can stay at home and make a great atmosphere for
it's wonderful.
And it's tax deductions off of your rent and everything else, and it can really work out very well. So if you like to look into something like that, email me at the website, and then I can walk you through it. Another way, cleaning houses. And I know from personal experience, this year, 2009,
yeah,
because
did,
of the Good Mother Grocery Delivery and Companion Service, we just, you know, kind of piloted a little program to see if we could, you know, get some elderly,
mm-hmm.
some seniors, and we did, and we actually had to stop, and we had to turn away business because it was too much, and it was a pilot program, but it is my hope to begin again in 2010 with women that are interested
wow.
in making some money, but cleaning homes, by cleaning one house per week, you can earn an extra $160 to $300 per month.
Wow.
Okay, each cleaning job may take up to 3 hours, but that's if you do it by yourself. And just a little hint, if you have kids, okay, and that's what I did. The only thing that I did was mop the floors and clean the sinks and the toilets
mm-hmm.
and the bathtub. My boys went with me.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys were in charge of Febreze, vacuuming, putting the stuff on the carpets. If they're over 16, it's legal.
Oh, I thought you meant like when they were in the...
No. if they're over 15, they can get a work permit through school.
That's
yeah,
great.
And then again, with the nonprofit, see, they were volunteers.
Oh, that's true. Oh, no.
I
see what you mean.
So you get at least
that's
a crew of three,
and
it takes you an hour.
And what a blessing. People love to have that.
Right? And the elderly people love to sit. You know how many cups of tea and Kool-Aid we had to turn down? And my young son had to say, come on, Mom, let's just drink it. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's just drink it.
Oh, that's
you know what I'm saying? So they love your time.
Uh-huh.
So that's a great way. That's a great, wonderful way. Pet sitting. I see people around here. You know, pets are a $1 billion business.
Yeah, I know.
So there are people out there that have to go to work every day
mm-hmm.
that have pets.
Yeah.
And they need them walked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Here we go. And they need them walked.
Young teenagers.
Right. Young mother. You walk your baby in the stroller, go walk a couple people's dogs. If you live in an apartment complex, you know, it's a wonderful way. It's a wonderful way to make money if you're good with pets, and you know, you just have to be organized. And you know, there are a couple of business principles, you know, that you need to know, but it's very easy. And then last but not least, before we get ready to go, because we're getting ready to close out, use your own creativity. If there's something that you know, if you know how to bake cakes, mm-hmm. have a bake sale. If you cook well, there are many things, and if you contact me directly, there are ways that we can sit one-on-one, and I can give you the business part where you stay out of trouble. It's totally legal. Everything will go your way. So thank you for being with us today. This is the diary, and I want to go out with the long version of walking the dog.
Oh, wow.
From last week, when we walked the dog, we let all the old stuff go. We bring in the new stuff.
Excellent.
Join us next week. And remember, every Wednesday we're going to update on what the week's events are going to be because, you know, we kind of tailor the current what's going on. But, you know, have a good week. Have a really good year. You know, we're always going to be here. Email me at director@aaasm.org. I'm here for your questions, problems, concerns. This is a diary. This is Stacy and Ray coming out of SAC. And have a great week, and we will see you next Sunday.
Bye.